You're listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3. This is the Asheville FM News Hour, and this is News Team correspondent Dylan Mintz. This evening, I will be interviewing Michael Pondle, Development and Advocacy Coordinator with the Western North Carolina AIDS Project, to discuss the Dining Out for Life event. Welcome to the News Hour. So, since we're getting started, if you'd like to introduce yourself and your role with the Dining Out for Life event, as well as what opportunities this event provides for our community.
My name is Michael Pondle. As you mentioned, I'm with WNCAP, the Western North Carolina AIDS Project, and Dining Out for Life is Thursday, April 25th. It's our biggest event of the year, where over 100 restaurants in Western North Carolina donate 20% of sales to HIV prevention and care on that day. And it's a great way not only for WNCAP to raise resources for our mission, it's also a great way to spread the message of HIV prevention and care and destigmatize some of the negative stigma that still surrounds the virus.
Oh, well, that sounds like wonderful support and resources for the community and ways for restaurants to better get involved with social dialogue. So what are a few of the restaurants that you look forward to in participating in this fundraiser?
Oh, wow. There are so many great restaurants participating, and it's awesome because really whatever your taste in cuisine, I mean, we've got everything from fine Italian cuisine in downtown Asheville to places in Silva and the Highlands, really anything to fit any budget, any taste whatsoever. Asheville is well known for its local food scene and also for its love of giving back to the community. And I think that's why Asheville has always ranked among the top Dining Out for Life cities, beating out much larger places like New York and Chicago.
Yeah, definitely seems like a wonderful way to combine those two aspects about our community. Could you tell us a little bit more about the Western North Carolina AIDS Project and the services that they provide to the Western North Carolina communities?
Sure. So WNCAP has been around since 1986, since the early days of the AIDS epidemic. And in the beginning, WNCAP really the most they could do for people who had an HIV diagnosis was try to make them comfortable in the last days and months before they passed away, because it really was a death sentence in those days. As time has gone on and as HIV has become a manageable, treatable disease, our services have expanded to HIV prevention and care in 18 counties in Western North Carolina. Now, that includes everything from HIV and hepatitis C testing to distribution of condoms to syringe exchange. We provide case management services to people living with HIV in the area. We hold educational sessions. We advocate for the rights of people living with HIV. So really the full spectrum of HIV-related services.
Wonderful. If someone were interested in getting in contact with Dining Out for Life or WNCAP for information to volunteer, contribute, or otherwise, where would be the place to look?
Yeah, that's a great question. Volunteers for Dining Out for Life are critical to its success. We call them ambassadors, and their job is to actually go to one of the participating restaurants, fill the restaurant with as many friends and family as they can, and then speak to diners about the event and invite them to fill out a raffle card for three great prizes. If you are interested in being a Dining Out for Life ambassador or with volunteering for WNCAP in any respect, you can go to our website, wncap.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or simply Google us and come visit our office in East Asheville or call the main line. Any which way, we're happy to, always happy to interact with the community.
Very awesome. So be sure to get that information on those events. Again, this event takes place on Thursday, April 25th. And on behalf of the Western North Carolina communities who receive this support and everyone here at Asheville 103.3 FM, I want to thank you for your efforts in the Asheville community and participating on our news hour.
Thanks so much, Dylan. Appreciate it. And of course, Dining Out for Life this year, as always, is presented with the generous support of Prestige Subaru, our local Subaru dealership.